Time now for StoryCorps, the project that records people talking about their lives. This Friday before Labor Day, we'll hear about a business that's been in the same family for more than a century. Don Biles is a funeral director in New London, Connecticut. His grandfather started the family business in 1904. Now Don is getting ready to hand over the funeral home to his 25-year-old daughter, Mackenzie. They recently sat down for a conversation at StoryCorps.
I think I was in junior high when I figured I was going to follow in the family footsteps. I had no clue about, like, being a carpenter or...
Yeah, you're not too...
Could have been a rock star, but I couldn't play anything real good. But, you know, I didn't think too much about doing anything else.
Are you nervous for me to take it over?
No, I'm not nervous about that. You will be the fourth generation of the family line. Now, I know I've had some reactions when I was growing up, hitting the dating pool, and when they asked you what you did, some people would walk away. But how about yourself? Have you had problems?
I mean, I'm single now, so maybe I just don't know that it's affecting my dating life. But did I tell you about the time at school when this girl came up to me and asked me what my major was? I told her, and she literally turned around and walked away and didn't say anything to me. And I got scared that my whole college experience was going to be people not wanting to be my friend because I work at a funeral home. It's very odd.
So what do you think the hardest part of your job is?
People don't realize that it's a 24/7 thing. Especially kids my age, you know, when I'm out at a bar or something and we get a death call and I have to go into work, they're like, wait, work right now? It's 11:30 at night. And in the funeral home, I find myself getting teary-eyed sometimes. I don't want people to, like, see me. I'm supposed to be there to help them. And
it's a tough thing sometimes.
Some of my age or when they're younger than me, it's hard. But it's rewarding when a family, they're very pleased with how everything turned out.
Having somebody come up and say, thank you, we weren't sure what was going to happen, but you made everything easy. And it makes it all worthwhile, doing it so everybody's happy, or as happy they can be having a funeral.
You got to teach me a lot of stuff before you can retire. I'm a little nervous about being on my own here. I've got big shoes to fill with you. People that come in the office and talk about you and say
they'll
how great
you are. They'll be talking
about
you before too much longer. You're going to do fine.
That's Don Biles and his daughter, Mackenzie, at StoryCorps in New London, Connecticut. Their story will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can get the podcast at npr.org.